Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts, because I think we provide a little more balance than the other guys. You can go someplace and just get filth. You can go someplace and get inspiration. You go to some places and learn how to cook things. Here, you get a little of all of it.
Yeah, we try to keep it. We don't want to give you motivational. We don't want you to start running the marathon yet.
No, not yet. We don't want to be responsible for your heart attack.
Just feel good about yourself.
Hope you're doing well. Hope your week is going okay. Here we are in this weird time when the Super Bowl is ended. The holidays are just kind of limping by. Most people are in horrible cold and snow. Our friends in Seattle. I was talking to my friends in Minneapolis today. Just, I think, like 25 inches of snow in the last 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That was the first time I ever heard comedy shows being canceled.
Wow.
There's like a ton of people in Seattle and like Washington, and they just canceled it the weekend before.
Well, I got an emergency email this morning because my daughter has some school function tomorrow night. And they said, we know it's going to be raining hard tomorrow, but we're still going to go ahead with the event.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's not an outdoor event. It's something just in the gym. It's just like a talk. And they wanted to know. LA, they wanted you to know.
L.A. strong.
Yeah. but we're getting more rain tomorrow. It's going to be, this is a wet winter for us, for sure.
Yeah, it's the most, like, I've had my... I usually don't even turn on the heat, and I've had like my heater on like a normal East Coast person.
Yeah.
It's been a drag.
It's ridiculous. I don't know how we're living this way. But Valentine's Day coming up in a couple days.
That's right.
I'll be expecting all of my love from all of our podcast listeners. And when I say love, I mean in the
scones.
Form of chocolate.
No. Ooh. Scones.
Ah, man, no scones. We'll get into that, though. I in 3 days, went bagel bread biscuits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Seemed like your family liked the bagels the best, too.
Whew, they do not stick around, man. Those are gone fast.
Did you do a video with them?
No.
You should do a bagel video.
Of them eating?
No, how do you make them? Nobody knows what you do with bagels.
Oh, I know. I should be doing all this stuff. We want to thank our good friends over at BlueChew.com for sponsoring today's podcast.
Blue Chew.
You know, Paul, when you're getting amorous, Valentine's Day, a very high possibility that you will be engaged in some kind of intimacy. And, you know, you're not sure how it's going to go.
Is this Cayman Island Tom talking right now?
And wouldn't it be nice if you had something like BlueChew.com in your pocket? That's blue, like the color blue. And it brings you the first chewable with the FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra Cialis. So you know that they work. You take them any day and night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, their work is twice as fast as a pill. So say you're at Valentine's dinner, and it's all of a sudden you get a look from across the table, and you think, uh-oh, I am not prepared.
We're skipping dessert.
Papa Blue Chew, start chomping. Done. You can even hang out for dessert. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll get you through the ride home. Do you have big Valentine's plans?
I didn't realize chewables did that. I should still be taking those Flintstones.
That's a different kind of chew. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And they're sending us some samples.
Oh.
Our good friends there at the Blue Chew. So not that we need it, but if we want to just be even more impressive than before, start chewing. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free. Free. You can get these bad boys free.
Whoa.
If you use our special promo code PAPA, just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's bluechew.com, promo code PAPA to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring our podcast. Go to tompapa.com and you can catch all of our dates. We are heading all over the place. Valentine's Day, I will be in Silverthorne, Colorado, doing an amorous show there. The next night, this Friday, two shows in Boulder, Colorado. And then Paul and I go back up to Paul's home turf, Ithaca, New York, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Newark, New Jersey, I think is sold out. Then we have the live Come to Papa, February 26th. Down to Millville, New Jersey. I've got some live from here dates thrown in the middle of that. Fargo, North Dakota. Bismarck, my sister's big City Green fundraiser in New Jersey this year at Ramapo College at the Sharp Theater. And that'll be a great one, and you'll be able to support City Green. St. Paul, Bozeman, Dallas, Boston. It's all happening. We're all over the place. It's a heavy load.
Yeah, we're hitting the what do they call that? The upper Midwest? Is there an upper Midwest?
Sure.
Like North Dakota, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other place you're going? Idaho.
Boise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boise. We haven't been there.
We don't like to neglect those places.
No, we go to... Yeah, we were going to do a tour called the... What are you doing here, tour? And that was given to us by the good people in Red Wing, Minnesota. And we're going back to Red Wing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think in the fall, no. Where are we now? We're in February. Yeah, I think in the fall, we're going back to Red Wing.
Oh, nice.
Which will be nice.
Where they make the shoes.
And going back to Napa, too, in June.
Ah.
So, yeah, we're all over the place. And yeah, this time, I stood up in Red Wing in a pair of Fries. I wear Fry boots.
And they didn't like it?
They did not like it. And I was like, well, excuse me, but do I have to beg? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in Red Wing. Let's get the boots going. So if you're if you know anybody that works in the boot factory, we'll be coming in, and we'd appreciate some boots.
Yeah, and we were at the very cool but definitely haunted hotel, right? Weren't we in that big place?
Oh, that was a great place. Yeah. What a cool town that was.
That was awesome.
So we have lots of dates coming up. Make sure you check them out. The book is still for sale. If you want to hear my Out in America from Live From Here, the monologue I do each week, those are on the website as well and at Live From Here's YouTube page. I encourage you to listen to those. I'm pretty proud of those.
Nice.
But this week, I was down in Grand Cayman. I didn't really know how to say it, because you'd say the Cayman Islands, right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to say the Grand Cayman Island. So
well, Grand Cayman is just
I'm just in Grand Cayman.
It's the group of islands is Grand Cayman, right?
I think the one big island is Grand Cayman.
Oh.
And then it's the Cayman Islands. It was very confusing, so I just kept my mouth shut. And... it was a lot of travel, but a lot of fun. I performed for this company down there, and my good buddy Brian brought me in. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to be hustling all the way down there. It'll be fine. Whatever. It'll be nice. And I got down there and flew through Miami and walked out onto the beach and realized, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sitting in a lounge chair in the sun feels pretty great.
Yeah, it's just like your joke.
My God.
You've been talking about sitting at the water's edge with a book. That's your ideal thing.
That's it. I was sitting there just with my book and watching people get on jet skis, get in catamarans. One guy with that hydro thing that squirts water out your butt and you fly up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
a bunch of snorkel people. I had no interest. I just sat on that, and I only had like an hour or two. But man, I was like, yeah, this is pretty great.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I was there solo.
Right.
At one point, I was like, maybe I should extend it another day and just have a beach day. But, you know, it's weird just sitting there by yourself. You're around all these people that are hanging out and partying and whatever.
Yeah, you get bored.
You get bored. You totally get bored. So I wasn't even like the last day, I wasn't flying out until late, till like 4 o'clock. Which I hate, by the way, and we'll talk about it in a second. But hey, look, we're podcasting in the in the Gardner decides to blow some stuff.
We're podcasting 3 hours different time frame than we usually do.
And still,
we're still here.
So I had like the morning. I was like, all right, well, I'm up. I'm here. I should go out and get a little more beach in. So I went down, sat there for a bit, and then came in and went to work. I couldn't write down there. I had some writing I had to get done.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Paradise, cranking some stuff out. You know, if I had my family there and you're hanging out and you're doing stuff, that's fine. But just to sit there solos gets a little weird.
Right.
Did have a nice Cuban cigar. That was delightful.
Oh, nice.
And it's a very nice island, very easy in and out. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's cool.
But man, the travel, you know, it was 13 hours of travel to get back to L.A. from there. That's an East Coast island.
Right.
Here you go to Hawaii or you go to
Mexico.
You're not really going to the Cayman Islands from L.A.
Yeah.
It's a long flight. And coming home, like I said, for some reason I wasn't booked. I couldn't get my flight changed, blah, blah, blah. Getting on a flight to go home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's just silly. It's just get up and get out of there.
Yeah,
there's no hanging. Why are we hanging out?
See, this is how we differ because I get too nervous when it's too early. I just won't sleep.
Uh-huh.
Like we won't go to bed until 1 or 2 if we're doing a show.
Right.
And if we gotta be up at 5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wash. So
yeah,
I'll go noon. Yeah, like noon 1 is probably my ideal one after the show's over.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, especially if you're coming from the East Coast back here.
But you're rushing back to family time.
Yeah, I'm away too much right now, and I just want to boogie back. Like tomorrow, I'm going, or in the next day or so, I'm going to Silverthorne and then Boulder, and then I'm flying back at I think it's at like 6:30 flight. I'm landing in LA at 9.
Oh.
8:53 in the morning.
Well,
so like super early, but I'd much rather do it. I'm trained now. I could do it. I'm just get me up and get me out of there.
See, I'm going to Wichita, Kansas.
Show off.
So I'm leaving at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Rush, rush, rush. Get there at 5. Show at 7. So I'll be done by 9 or 10, but there's no way I'm getting up at 5 in the morning to fly. You know what I mean?
The later you go in the day, the more of a hellhole those airports become. Like, I couldn't believe, like, I'm there with all these cranky people. They're hot. The delays, everything's slightly delayed. Everybody's kind of drifting around. It's, you take that first flight out.
Yeah.
People are just waking up. The pilot has a cup of coffee. We load up and we're gone. There's no dilly-dallying around there. It's just like the amount of time you're in the airport is so small. There's no traffic getting to the airport.
Right.
There's no lines at security. Just skate on the outside of it.
Well, here's what I will do now. If it is a smaller city like that, I'm definitely going out of Burbank.
Yeah, what you want to do is be at the edges of all this stuff. And Burbank is that kind of an airport. It's like you're not really flying.
But L.A., not only are you spending $50 on a car, but that's 2 hours earlier. You got to be there.
It's a much bigger deal. I think when you're traveling, you're in limbo. Everybody's in limbo. No one's at their final destination.
Right.
Everybody's in between. It's I like traveling. I don't mind it, but it's late in the day. It's like, let's just get to where we got to get.
See, but you're not like a...
I'm not there to hang out in the Denver airport.
Well, but you don't enjoy the sleep, and you don't enjoy the hotel breakfast either.
No.
So you might as well just leave.
You like the hotel breakfast?
No, I can sleep in if I've powered through all day. Like if I'm up at 5 in the morning
right.
doing the show, like what I did I went to Little Rock, Arkansas. And so that's what I did. I was up at, 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
fly, rush, do the show. And then I was done at 10.
Right.
But I was happy that I could just sleep until 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it. I don't know. Everybody's awake then.
But, I mean, if you're worried about, like, snow and stuff like that, obviously you're just trying to get out of there.
I'm not worried about snow. We've got to, I have a close one when we go to the North Dakotas. I'm not landing in there until...
Are you doing that on your own, or am I doing that?
I don't know.
If you're going to ski that one yourself.
I don't know. How do you feel about Fargo and Bismarck in one weekend?
I've been there before. I like, there's a Dickinson, and then there's a Deadwood, South Dakota.
Oh, Deadwood.
I've never been to Fargo, though, I don't think.
Fargo, North Dakota.
But, I feel bad now. Well, I don't feel bad, but for the second time, I've jinxed my buddy Ari Shaffir. That's his big thing is he'll go skiing
uh-huh.
when he goes to, like, Salt Lake City or Colorado where you were.
Yeah.
Tore up his... I said, you're going to bust your knee up. Tore his knee up. Tore his ACL right before his comedy special last time.
I remember
this
that.
This time, I said... Why are you doing it, man? And then I haven't heard from him in like 2 weeks, and I'm like, I bet you something happened. He broke his wrist.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's, I go, are you going to stop now? He's like, no. I was like, that's two of your four limbs. He's like, I can still hold the mic stand. Have you been injured doing a hobby that was bad for you, and you just kept doing it?
What do you mean bad for me?
Like, it's not good for your health. Something like that. Like football probably was.
Right. No. Well, I'm at a point where I don't do too many crazy things anyway. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not.
You don't scooter?
You're the one floating around on that scooter in every city we go to. Every city we go to, I look up and there's Paul on two wheels, wind in his hair. Cruising down a hill somewhere.
In front of the Alamo with JFK.
You love those scooters.
Solving crimes.
I'm not riding scooters. I ran 2 days in a row, longest I've run in a while, 3.5 miles, both days.
Oh, nice.
Kapow, kapow.
Yeah.
And because it's going to be raining tomorrow and I'm not going to get out. But I twisted my ankle a little doing that. Does that
count? Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that was because I'm doing something that's good for me.
But if you did that twice, would you say maybe I'm not cut out for running?
No, running. I mean, come on. There's no equipment. If you can't run, it's over.
Yeah.
You're done.
Call a doctor.
Yeah.
Lights out.
I was looking at some pictures of Jack Benny yesterday online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went by his house. I drove by his house yesterday in Beverly Hills. And I couldn't remember which one it was, so I was looking it up online. And a lot of people say I look like Jack Benny. And so I was looking at pictures of him and stuff. And it's so funny. People back then, he was probably younger than me and looked, much older. They just didn't work out and didn't eat vegetables. And it was just like these little spindly arms. They were just a different kind of creature. It's amazing in like half a century. What human beings have decided we're going to do, like,
yeah.
to be in optimal
shape.
Well,
they never made it to their midlife crisis, so there's never any, any, like, spiky hairdo or You know, there was never any divorced Jack Benny.
Well, they lived. They lived like he lived to like 83 or something. Right. But you're right. Like they didn't. They thought they were old at 40.
Right.
So just they just walked around and looked like an old person.
Yeah, like Newhart. All yeah. those guys
they just
looked
wore jackets and slacks, and it was like that was it. Like I'm walking around in these Converse all the time, and I literally was looking at myself the other day, like. When am I going to stop dressing like a 10-year-old? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm comfortable in it. I'm conflicted because I'm like, I'm comfortable. I'm just screwing around. I don't have work today. I'm just doing what I've got to do and writing and stuff. So do I have to put on slacks and hard shoes?
No.
Nobody wears those anymore.
That's the whole thing is, you know, and eventually they figured out that you should be wearing sneakers and stuff like that, you know, like my I had an aunt that was 96 and she never left the house without high heel shoes, and she like at that point had to put like all this tissue paper in the end just so because her feet shrank. So she never left the house without like lipstick and high heel shoes, and she but was 96.
Yeah, so isn't there something to that? Like she was classy. She was a classy broad.
Yeah, but I think it's well, maybe that's what got her out of the house. But it does feel like it was a lot of work for her. I'm sure her feet would have been a lot more healthy if she hadn't been elevated.
She's 96,
right?
If she's walking around in the sneakers. She would have probably fallen off something.
No, comfortable shoes, Tom.
Don't you think, isn't there a part of you that thinks that we should dress like grown-ups now?
There is a, yes.
You feel different.
Well, see, I lived half of my life in that sports world of like you're a coach, you're a player. You can just wear sweatpants and sneakers everywhere.
Right.
So even like now when, you know, my dad used to wear sweatpants to work. He was a PE teacher.
Right.
So for me, I always liked that world. But then it's also nice to see when you do dress up. It is a weird thing. Like when we're doing shows at these beautiful theaters.
Yeah.
You want to be dressed up or at least look presentable.
Yeah.
But then if you dressed up and went to the slimy comedy store.
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel stupid?
Yeah, there's a limit. Like, I wear a jacket most of the time. I'm wearing a jacket now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's chilly. But, yeah, like, I'll at the comedy store or the cellar, I'll throw a jacket on. Just because it's just easy. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about it. I just throw a jacket over whatever shirt I'm wearing, and that's how I go on stage and most of the time. And but there's a limit. Like, you can... If you throw a tie on with that jacket, then what are you doing?
Right.
Now it just feels kind of weird.
I feel like in New York, you always had to look like you weren't trying to look good. That was the point.
See, but that's my that's, you know, we've talked about this before on this podcast, but, and obviously we cannot come to a conclusion, but there's something cooler about, see, here's the thing. If I was in a suit every day, if I was just wearing a suit every day, nice, comfortable suit, shoes, grown-up big boy shoes, but they're comfortable, and then I went to the comedy store like that, it wouldn't feel like a big deal.
Right.
But because I'm walking around in Converse and then going to get dressed up to go do something, then it's like, uh-oh, what am I going to church? What's happening?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my point is... like, should you at some point dress like a grown-up?
Well, is it dress like a grown-up or dress like classy? Like, you want to be...
I like dressing pretty classy.
Right.
Remember I was saying I made the big declaration that this winter it was going to be collar shirts and sweaters. And that's what I was going to wear. And I wore it yesterday. And you do feel a little... You take a little more pride in what you're doing that day because... You're not completely, you know, you're not in a tuxedo.
Right.
This is low bar dressing up, but you're a little more conscientious than just throwing on a t-shirt and a, you know, crumpled up flannel.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is that I feel like in New York for comedy, not necessarily LA, because people are more show business minded.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like you almost didn't want to stand out. Like if you wore something that was too flashy, you would get picked on. Or if you
in New York,
yeah, like everyone kind of wore jeans and a shirt and some kind of
right
button up. And so now, like when we do these shows, it's nice when people are like, "Oh, I like your shoes. Oh, I like your shirt. Oh, I like your glasses." Like that's
right.
If there's two or three things that people remember about you,
it's all individual, right? It's just whatever you want to do.
Well, you said memorable stuff. That's the thing. Like, would you get your hair red if that was like, oh, he's the red-haired comedian? You
know? Right, right, exactly.
So I think it makes you a little more memorable if you're like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that wears the...
You know what makes you more memorable? When you're completely yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Chappelle is completely himself. And he was always a good dresser, but like in a casual, cool Chappelle way.
Yeah.
He'd always wear like these cool, like, army jackets, and he'd always had like these, you know, really cool. He just, you could tell the guy was thinking about it, and he just was completely him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that maybe completely me is a little more classic. I mean, look, I went to this comedy store in just a just like a t-shirt, and the girl who was working the front said, it feels like when you see your teacher at the supermarket on casual day.
That's funny. No, I feel like, well, here's a perfect example. Like, remember when you did the special with Rob Zombie?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Zombie's dressed like Rob Zombie.
Yep.
And then you're dressed like Tom Papa.
Right.
You got your suit, but it's like that certain style.
Right.
That's what I think that you should not leap to, but like maybe go to like the next edge of that.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you're totally right. And I think walking around in Converse, these should be my like, these are like my as low as you can go. I don't know. I just feel like, well, looking at those pictures of Jack Benny and George Burns, it was like, you know, it was a different time too. Those guys.
Well, what's most comfortable for you to wear on stage? See, because I can't wear... Shoes aren't comfortable for me.
I wear boots.
Yeah.
I've settled in boots.
Right.
My last 2 years, it has been nothing but boots. On Colbert, boots. Walking around, boots. I kind of liked it. It was kind of like I just wore them everywhere. I mean, I wore them down.
Right. That's what that lady said. Why are you wearing old boots?
Yeah. And
so I thought they were lucky boots or something.
No, I was just like, I just didn't care. And it was like, I just liked them, and I just wore the hell out of them, and I liked not being overly fancy with that, but right. I still had like a, you know, a tie and jacket on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I am comfortable in that stuff. I'm comfortable in wearing a hat. I'm comfortable in wearing, I like that classic stuff.
Right.
So, I don't know. But anyway, this is all a long way away from what we started talking about, that Jack Benny, I don't think, ever did a push-up.
Probably not.
He didn't. But his home, which is there in Beverly Hills, $16 million home.
Yeah.
If we want to try and get it.
He did a lot of, I bet he did a lot of steam room workout.
Yes.
They just sit in the sun
a little
and
golf.
Sweat out their martini.
Yeah, a little golf, come back after nine holes.
Cards.
Martinis, cigar.
Poker.
Yeah, sit in the steam room, get a nice steam, you feel like you did something. There's something to that, you know? I did feel better today. I woke up, I could not sleep last night for some reason. I had some stuff on my mind. And I was like, I'll just run, maybe I'll feel better after that. It does help. If you can just get your heart beating a little bit.
Yeah.
My one friend loves the steam. He put a steam room in his shower.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and he likes to drink, too. So he's like, you steam it out in the morning, and you just feel like 100%.
That's funny.
I know.
Seems well, why don't they just do the IV?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I got to go to Wichita lineman.
Oh, that's when you're going to Wichita? You're going to find a love in Wichita?
Then I'll be back for, I'm doing the big Vitello show, Wendy Lehman show here.
Oh, that's
fun. Studio City Saturday.
That's a good show. She gets a good crowd.
Yeah, we're doing like a special Saturday thing for Valentine's Day. So.
Oh, what are you going to do?
That's
so smart because it'll be over and you don't have to pay through the nose.
Right.
As they say.
Through the nose.
You pay through the nose. That means like you got hosed.
What are you doing?
Ripped off.
You're not going to be here either.
I'll be in. I'll be performing by myself. Oh no, I think my pal, Chris is going to be with me in Silverthorne, Colorado.
Oh yeah.
But I got the girls. I got the girls. All of their chocolates and stuff already. I did it yesterday.
They're not going to sit melting on the desk?
No, I got it. They're already in storage, and I think all I have to do is pick up a card, and I'm done. And then I'm going to give it to them tomorrow because I won't be there the next day.
And then when are you back?
Saturday.
Oh, you are back Saturday.
Yeah, just a quickie. I go to this place that does this really cool display paper characters, and they fill them with chocolates and stuff, and I've been doing it for years, so it's nice and dialed in.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's good. I, you know, my wife does not care to go away to go out on Valentine's Day.
No,
because every time you go, you're just with a huge crowd of people. You're with, again, early flight out, stay on the edges. Going out on Valentine's night to dinner, you know, the staff is angry. They're cranking through more food than they normally do. Everybody's frazzled. The big crowds. Everything's jacked up in price. It's like, no.
Well, I mean, especially for us, the financial swing of, you know, it's basically like paying to go out versus getting paid. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
So, you know, $200 on dinner and whatever, or making money.
I had an instance on my way home from the Cayman Islands, which you just made me think of it again, because I was looking out over the balcony, and I was like, I'm the only person here who's going to leave with more money than he came in with. Everybody else is there to spend all their money, and you're just there. Like, I always feel that way in Vegas. So anyway, on my way back at the 4 o'clock flight, when it's filled with all of the numbskulls, I posted on Instagram two instances within a half hour. One was waiting at the gate, and this Spanish kid comes in, and he's FaceTiming with his girlfriend.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Full volume. Just like, you know, I literally I connected in Charlotte, and they have these rocking chairs in Charlotte.
Right, yeah.
You can kind of like sit on those and just like watch whatever and relax. I was going to meditate before the flight because I was just feeling funky. And that guy just loud, and his girlfriend's talking to him. Like, and I just took video of him. I stared him down. Nothing was moving this guy. He did not care.
Jeez.
Not even looking, not even close to thinking about it. Then I get on the flight. I'm sitting there on the flight next to this older dude, and he's like, there's no TVs on this plane. Yeah, I know. It was a bad plane. And he said, I got to get my iPad then out of the top. And he gets his iPad out, and he starts playing this game, like kind of like an anime, kind of like a battle game.
Right.
Full volume. No earphones.
No headphones.
Oh, I'm sitting right next to him. So I took a video of him and posted that on Instagram. And then as I'm in the middle of my flight, my daughter texts me and said that there was a large number of racist comments on my Instagram page because the guy was Asian.
Oh, really?
And yeah, they were taking shots at him. I didn't see, she reported all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, this guy's annoying. That's why he's being
posted.
Yeah,
of course.
But it has nothing to do with him, whatever he was, what kind of Asian he was. I have no idea. People just started attacking him, apparently. My daughter was horrified.
Oh, man.
So she reported all of them, and then I went to look at the comments. And I guess if you report somebody that way, they get removed.
Oh.
So it looked like a normal posting after that.
Oh my goodness. So do you feel better, or do you feel like
I don't know, these people should be posted all the time,
right?
We have to correct this behavior, and people are obviously oblivious to what's going on with their own selves.
Well, I really feel like that should be in the in the video in the beginning of the flight, you know? It shouldn't just be the seatbelt. It should be, hey, don't eat something that stinks.
Oh,
don't listen to stuff without your headphones.
They don't have an hour and a half to go through everything that people do.
If you're a grown man, don't cross your legs.
That really bugged you. Why'd that bother you so much?
It's the worst. It's like the most...
You were in first class, and a guy next to you was arrogant and crossed his legs. That's how I read it.
Well, he crossed, like, so that, like, your whole leg is here, and then your the foot, the bottom of your... Because isn't that some culture, if you show the bottom of your feet, it's, like, insulting?
I think that's in Arabic, some Arabic culture.
I'm with that, because it was very insulting.
Oh, because you're saying he put his foot in your space?
Yeah, it was like right where my drink was.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, it's not that kind of party, man. It's like, just to try to make it funny. But I pushed his foot away. Because I was like, because it was almost hitting my drink as it was. And then.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't have enough room in first class, like, because that's the thing is like when people get in first class, then they want to spread out more. And it's like, relax, man.
Yeah.
People just don't know how to act. You think it's the booze or do you think it's just nervous?
That's just how they live. I don't think they're used to being around that many people. You know, we live in these cities where you're packed with people all the time and you get kind of like, you know, you take some people that don't, they're not around other human beings that often and they're just stumbling around. I think most of it, you know, I don't know. There's a whole degree of it. There's some young oblivious. There's some old and out of it. It's and they're you know, we travel and we're around in these situations so much more than everybody else. You kind of learn over the years how to act and how to make yourself small.
Uh-huh.
These people, you know, if it's two flights in a year, it's a lot. So they don't know what's going on. They just brought their salami sandwich on and think, you know, we're just hungry.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's just like, you know, in New York on the subway, you got to be conscious of your own personal space and not like anybody who feel there's two kinds of people. There's people that like stay within it, and then there's people who have no concept of it.
They have no concept, and they literally, I don't think, they don't care.
Yeah,
they just don't. You know, we're very hypersensitive of what people are thinking, what people are doing. It's how we live. You know, we're constantly. There's a sensitivity to the environment. That's why we do what we do. So you're hyper alert. Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that guy sitting next to me playing his game, he's just playing his game. He's not thinking for 2 seconds about who's
I just can't.
There's no part of his brain that thinks that way at all. He's just in there, you know, in his weird pants. Hiking up his thing, he's eating a Cliff Bar, and he's playing his game. And he's not thinking for 2 seconds about, I wish, I have to concentrate on being that way. Like, I feel like if we could be a little more that way, we'd actually be happier.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? If you could just, like, not care what people think, or, I mean, there's a freedom in that.
Yeah, even when I was on the news and doing reports, I was worried about bothering people.
Yes.
And that guy's on his FaceTime next to you.
Yeah.
And he could care less.
No, I know.
So, yeah, I wish I had a little bit of that.
I think too much about what people think. And it's been a lifelong, a lifelong amount of training to try to block all of that out so I could live my life.
Right.
Like, I'm hyper aware of, oh, is this light going to bother that person? Is this going to be too loud?
Right.
Is it going to be too noisy? You know, to the point where it was at times like, you know, prohibitive. It stopped me from doing things.
Right.
You know what I mean? It stops me still, like in restaurants, if my friend is talking too loudly about politics or something, I'm just like, keep it down. You know, and I realize other people, I don't hear what other people are saying at their tables. Why would they hear or care about my table?
Right.
But I just feel like everyone
is listening.
Yeah. It's almost like we're too far the other way. It really has taken a long time, and I'm still doing it now as a grown man. I'm still trying to not care as much.
Yeah, but I feel like that, you know, that's the whole, like, as a kid or even in school, if you're doing something too loud, your friends are gonna be like, hey, shut up. Or, you know, they're the ones telling you you're doing something too loud.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, so did those people go through their whole lives, like, so were they homeschooled and not around other, didn't have any siblings? Like, that's a lot of the comedians that act that way. That's what they are. They're only children and don't have a lot of friends and moved around a lot. And so they just have no, yeah, it's like you need somebody to be honest with you or get punched in the shoulder once for being too loud or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all a mess and we're all trying to figure out how to navigate our way through. And I feel like if you do lean towards the side of caring too much about other people, you're probably better off than the other way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe internally those people who are loud and obnoxious and don't care what anybody thinks.
Right.
Maybe they're kind of healthier because they're not worried.
Yeah.
In a way. But as far as the greater good, you know, I always think the smaller you can be in crowds when we're moving around and trying just to get through, you know, we're not talking about being at a rock concert. We're talking about an early morning tram ride.
Right.
Just kind of like, let's all get small here for a minute. Let's not make a lot of way. I used to say in my act, the human contract, when we get around each other, just turn it down a notch.
Right.
That's it. It doesn't come out. It's no more difficult than that. When you get around each other, turn it down a notch. That guy who was FaceTiming his girlfriend, he's acting like he's alone.
Right.
You do that in if you're in your hotel room, you want to talk to your girlfriend on top of your lungs and FaceTime and have her blare through your speaker back at you. Have at it.
Well, I will say this though. I did notice just from traveling that people from different countries, different parts of the world, they're on a different generation of phone use than us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you remember, like, there was a point where if you had a phone and it rang, you would always answer it.
Right.
And now we don't.
Right.
But there's still places that it's that new. So they, like, when I was in Ireland, everyone was answering their phone no matter
where
it was or even if they're driving.
Yeah.
And so it's like you get socialized to, like, so if this guy gets a FaceTime call, he doesn't know maybe not to take it. Obviously, he should.
In his country, everybody's doing that.
Maybe. That's the only thing I can think of. But
I don't understand, like, how do you not realize you're the only person doing this? Like, we've talked about this a ton. Like, when you get on a flight early in the morning, there's one person loudly, like, the place is we just barely got on the plane. We're so tired.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants to sleep, and there's one person just yapping. It's like, how do you not realize you're the only one?
Right.
You're so into your own head. You don't read the room at all.
No, I totally get that because that's what I...
It's a weird thing, though. Is that just the way they're built?
Well, I see that with people. You know, sometimes people aren't like that except for on their phone, and then they start getting all of it animated, and they're using hand gestures even when they're driving. It's like the guy you're talking to can't see what you're doing. So right. You don't have to be acting this out. Just talk.
I did have a great moment, and I have been, since I started working on Live From Here and writing those monologues each week, I've been open, I've actually turned the annoying people in these environments into my, I'm taking them
your
on
nuggets
as gifts.
Of gold.
Yeah, I'm absorbing it all comedically and just, fine, thank you, that's a nice gift.
Right.
And I usually don't let it bother me. This trip, when I was posting those people, I was so tired.
Right.
13 hours of travel both ways. I was just frazzled. So I was short. But on my way out, a woman next to me is on her phone. And I wasn't annoyed because it was just starting my flight. And it actually was a really great one because she came from L.A., a middle-aged woman, a little older, like in the 60s. And she, I heard all the conversation. Then I ended up talking to her about it. But she was had left and was going to her mother's 80th birthday party in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and left L.A. And she was excited to see her mother, but her daughter's going to have a baby. She's going to have a grandchild back in L.A. But that's not going to come for another couple of days. So she's nervous. She's talking to everybody on the phone. I just hope that she doesn't have the baby. I just hope she doesn't have the baby. I'm going to see my mom. It's going to be great. It's going to be the 80th birthday party. And she's yapping. It tells me a little bit about it in the middle of the flight. As soon as we land, she gets a call. What? What? Now? What? Oh, my God. No, wait. All right. I'm getting another flight. Okay. And her husband was in the airport already in Miami. Okay. You booked a flight? Okay. When do we leave? 2 more hours. Okay. She landed. The daughter's having the baby. After a 6.5 hour flight, walked to another gate, got on another plane, and went home and skipped the mom's party.
Oh, jeez.
So that was a great little story. And that was like a nice little slice. And it was like, okay, so why not turn this bad behavior into something that's okay. But like I said, if you're really frazzled and just want some quiet and you can't handle it,
right?
Sometimes your nerves are just shot.
Well, sometimes it's so obnoxious that it's funny. You know, like the guy just like takes his shoes and socks off,
yeah,
and starts stretching.
Yeah,
you just have to kind of laugh because he's definitely trying to be the center of attention.
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, I mean, how much does it really, really affect you? You know, it's just things are rude. I'll tell you one thing, though. The people that do that, they're not wearing suits and ties.
No, they're not.
And they're not dressed like Jack Benny.
They're wearing slip-on shoes.
All right, we got to get out of here. I hate when people say that. I hate when people are on stage and say that. All right, I got to get out of here. Like, really, where else are you going?
And then it's just to get the audience like, no, don't go.
All right, I'm out of here. I got to get. It's like, well, we're all still sitting here watching the next three acts. But we do have to wrap up because we have to post our subscriber podcast after this. I apologize that we haven't posted the last live Come to Papa. We will be posting it. Maybe we'll just do it this week. It's downloaded. It's ready to go. It's locked and loaded. I just don't want to do it on the same day, and then this crept up. Have you had one of the jelly beans? They're sours.
I have not. I'm not a big fan of sour, so I feel like that's a trick.
It is. It's all mixed in with good ones. So,
did your kids try them? No?
I have not heard a complaint, so I wonder if they even realized it. They're probably not. they're completely immune to the sour quotient. Anything else we missed?
I don't think so.
Valentine's Day. Do you do a gift?
Happy Valentine's Day. Well, let's see. I don't know who does a Valentine's Day show. Maybe we should start doing that. That could be our thing.
No, do you give your girl a
the
gift?
Love Master. Wasn't that a thing?
You're really avoiding this answer.
What?
Are you giving her a present?
I say you go a present, right?
I don't know.
You're just doing chocolates.
Shh.
What?
They're in the other room.
It's not like you're the only person doing that.
All right. Well, that's it, lovers. We hope you don't get chlamydia in the next couple days.
Use a blue chew.
Enjoy your life.